And speaking of which, earlier in the year, love guru Viren Swamy gave us some top scientific dating tips.
Well, I suppose the first thing is that if you are physically attractive, you'll receive a sort of premium in terms of dating. So attractive people tend to get asked out on dates more often. They also tend to have sex more often. And if you're female, you probably have more orgasms during sex.
Oh, that's not fair.
Well, the idea is that if you're with someone who's physically attractive, your partner is more likely to make an effort with you in bed.
Wow. Why is being good looking so important then?
One idea is that seeing someone attractive is rewarding in some way. It activates part of the brain that is also activated when we get any kind of reward like drugs or money. So it's possible that seeing someone attractive is rewarding. And if that's the case, then we want to see them more often. The other possibility is that most human beings have a stereotype about what attractive people are like. We tend to think that attractive people are more popular, more sociable, healthier, and we have all kinds of weird thoughts about these attractive people. So it probably makes sense that if these thoughts are at least partially based in reality, then we want to be with attractive people.
Is attractiveness just a bonus in your dating life?
No, it's a bonus in all kinds of spheres. So in occupational settings, people who are attractive tend to get hired more often. They tend to get fired less often. They get a higher starting wage. They make more money over the course of their lifetime. In other settings, university students get higher grades if they're attractive. I could keep going.
This is not cheering me up this Valentine's Day, but I suppose it's not that surprising. So what other things have you found? What about personality?
Well, lots of surveys have been conducted to where you simply ask people what they look for in a potential partner. And there are three main categories. So the three categories tend to be physical appearance, and secondly, possibly things like status and reputation. But usually the most important criterion that most people are looking for are things to do with niceness. We like nice people. We like people who are loyal, who have a good sense of humour, who are faithful and so on. And this is true of both women and men. So both women and men say they would like a partner who has all these qualities. One of the things that people maybe don't think about very often is the effects of proximity. We like people who are nearby in general, and we tend not to have too many relationships with people who are further away. But when you ask people about proximity, it maybe doesn't figure so much in their thoughts about a potential partner. We don't tend to think, like, I'm looking for someone who's nearby. But that's actually what tends to happen.
What about playing hard to get? Is this a good idea?
Well, the science suggests that it doesn't work, and it doesn't work because it contravenes the theory of reciprocity. The theory of reciprocity simply predicts that we like people who like us. So showing someone that you like them, in theory, should result in them liking you in return. Playing hard to get contravenes that. It shows that you dislike someone or you're too difficult to get.
Now, speaking of dating tips, we spoke a little bit yesterday about some good and bad chat-up lines, and you fed me some lines which science says should be good or should be bad, and I went out to Cambridge Brewhouse with some help on a little social experiment to try some of these lines. So the first one you gave me is, if you could have any topping on a pizza, what would it be?
I've just got a question for you.
Yeah.
If you could have any topping on a pizza, right, anything you want, what would you have? Anything on a pizza.
On a pizza, bacon.
Yeah, would you have bacon?
Bacon.
Why would you have bacon?
I don't know, I like bacon for
pizza. You like bacon?
Yeah.
I like mushrooms. I'm a mushroom kind of guy.
Mushroom.
Yeah.
I don't like mushroom.
That was willing participant Robbie Bennett you heard there trying your line, and it did work pretty well. They ended up talking together for ages. So what actually makes this a good line?
It goes to the theory of reciprocity. Reciprocity simply predicts that when you ask an open-ended question, you're much more likely to get a reply from that person. But that particular question also forces the other individual into a norm of conversation. The kind of tendency is to ask the other person in return what they like, but otherwise it just gets awkward.
So human politeness, if anything else, will just force you to engage.
Exactly.
Now, you also fed me a bad line, and the bad line you fed me was, I like reading, which I gave it a go. So let's hear how I got on.
So I really like reading.
Okay. So do I.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, that was a bad chat up.
Yeah, that wouldn't have worked.
No.
What would you say would have been a good chat up?
Maybe I like reading Joseph Conrad.
Oh. Heart of Darkness, right?
Heart of Darkness.
Oh, okay.
That would work.
For next time.
Yeah.
You like Joseph Conrad?
Obviously, that went really terribly. There was no interaction at all. And what I enjoyed is that his suggestion actually went down really badly with the girl I think he was seeing. So why? What made this a bad chat-up line?
Well, it's a bad chat-up line because it's a closed question. You are essentially just stating a fact rather than trying to force reciprocity. I guess for his partner, I guess it raises questions about how similar they really are.
Well, do you have a top tip, a final science hack for anyone who might be looking for love?
I get asked this question a lot, and I always say that dating is stressful. It is stressful for everyone because there is so much anxiety involved. In fact, there are studies suggesting that at the start of a relationship, particularly in the first few months, your levels of cortisol start to increase, suggesting that it is stressful. And because it's stressful, we sometimes behave in silly ways. And my advice really would be just to be kind to everyone. Everyone who's dating, at least, is in the same boat, and they're all being stressed and they're all finding it difficult. And if you're kind, not just to other people, but also to yourself, I find it goes much better.
Sterling advice. That was Viren Swamy here on The Naked Scientists.